Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know who Aaron Goldstein is? Have you ever heard of Aaron Goldstein? He's 42 years old, and he's running for attorney general in Illinois. Have you heard the story yet? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But I'm telling you what, you just can't fix stupid and you can't make this stuff up. Yesterday I had some fun with you talking about stupid Democrats. And as evidenced by proof, I proved it. I referred to the Seattle ammo tax and gun tax and the utter failure that was. Well, gee, why would that be a failure? Well, because people aren't going to buy it. They're going to go outside the city of Seattle to buy it, you dopey moron. It's not going to give you what you want, because what you want is progressive, liberal, dopey foolishness. Doesn't work. So what do? They get sued. They have to turn over the information. And they had to admit that, well, you know, we were right. It didn't work. So what do? They put a tax on sugary soft drinks. Costco, liberal-run company, by the way. No guns allowed in Costco. Yeah. Ask me if I've ever been unarmed in a Costco. I try not to go to it. Sometimes I can't help it. Maybe I'm with other people and I'm not in control. But let me put it this way. I don't unstrap when I walk into Costco. Walk right past the sign. Because I can. And I'm not violating any law in the state of Georgia. Costco took note of the sugar tax, which nearly doubled. The Gatorade display showed that this had gone from like 15 and change to $26 because of the 1.75 tax per ounce on sugary sodas. Why? Because the liberals who did it were too stupid to remember what they did in firearms and that it didn't work. Because now, what do they want to do? They admit this time, well, Costco said, don't buy it here. You can go to our other store. I think it was the Tukwila store. You can go there and get it. It's right over there. It's right down the road. Go buy it there and don't pay this stupid tax that these dopey fools have put on sugary drinks. Even Costco figured it out. How ridiculous it is. And then when confronted with that, what did one of the dopey idiot lawmakers say? Well, that's our whole goal, was to get people to stop. Oh, wait a minute. That's not what you said when you put the gun tax in. Wait. See, they'll admit their stupidity when it comes to sugary drinks, but not when it comes to guns, because there's a difference. Our gun rights are protected in the Constitution. So, I talk about dopey Democrats for a reason, because Aaron Goldstein is a dopey Democrat. He's 42 years old, and he's running, he's one of, I guess, in a field of eight, running for attorney general in Illinois. So he's going to do a film shoot in Chicago. He takes a camera crew with him. He's got three aides with him. And as they were walking through the streets to do this film shoot, three gentlemen in their early 20s, no other description given, approached them. One of the three gentlemen had a handgun and demanded that Goldstein and the campaign aides turn over their camera equipment and their personal belongings, including their cell phones, which they did. Now, I mean, I'm glad they're okay.
That's crazy.
I'm glad they're okay. Let me start by saying that before I start laughing, because I am. I'm glad they're okay. I'm glad nobody was hurt. Could have turned out a whole lot worse. Because those three gentlemen aren't gentlemen. They're armed robber felons, and I can promise that was not their first rodeo. They didn't, cut their teeth learning how to rob people that first time. These are professionals. They're criminals. Now, I'll quote the Fox News piece, which is taken from the Chicago Tribune. According to the Tribune, law enforcement sources confirmed that they had no one in custody and did not release a description of the suspects. Huh. I bet if those suspects had Make America Great hats on, they would have released it. But I could be wrong. The liberal media would have been all over that. the campaign manager, Robert Murphy, who wasn't with him at the time, explained, quoting, he was taking promotional campaign photos with an in-the-neighborhood kind of message. According to the Tribune, the incident took place in Albany Park. Well, he got his message in the neighborhood, didn't he?
Excuse me, Mark.
You cannot make this. Sean, go ahead.
Did you just say that this man was in the hood trying to make a message for the hood? Is that what you're saying?
No, I said he was trying to take promotional campaign photos with an, quote, in the neighborhood kind of message, quote unquote, according to the Tribune. The incident took place in Albany Park. I don't know anything about Albany Park. I don't go to Chicago. I stay out of there.
That's a fool.
Just like I stay out of Jersey. Sorry, Jersey. I'm sorry. California, same with you. I mean, pretty place. But, you know, I digress. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sean. We're going to go to our guest soon, too, I promise. What's that?
A fool.
Well, it's, you see, let me continue here, and then we'll get some commentary from Mike. Murphy, quoting from the Fox piece, a Chicago committee man, told the Tribune that no one was harmed during the robbery and that the campaign was assured by the police that the robbery was not a targeted act. Now, if you look at this guy, he has some facial similarities to Terry McAuliffe, America's sleaziest governor ever. He's sleazy. He's a sleazy guy. You can tell by looking at him. He reminds me of the guy that played that. Oh, who did he play? He played the Notre Dame coach in the movie Rudy. He has that same kind of look. He just does. He looks like that. They could be brothers. This guy has the Terry McAuliffe look about him, which speaks. He just looks it. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you. That's my takeaway. They posted a quote, thank you for all your concern, well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. My team and I are all good. Goldstein is running for attorney general to replace Lisa Madigan and is part of a crowded field of eight vying for the Democratic nomination. Now,
well, attorney general, are you serious?
He got robbed at gun for the attorney general. How's that gun control working out for you now here in Chicago, huh? are you kidding me? I wonder if those three gentlemen in their 20s passed background checks. Wait, maybe it was the law-abiding citizens in neighboring Indiana who need to be held responsible. Or wait, how about this? Boy, you're tough on crime. Just turn it over. Let me go to Mikey Pawarski from our Zoom. We're going to have a hoot with this. Mike, you can't make this stuff up, brother. How you doing?
Oh, you know, this is amazing. I'm looking at his campaign website here, and his quote on here is, he will undertake unique progressive solutions to the spread of gun violence, including going after gun manufacturers and the NRA, whose sole vested interest is to sell more guns.
Might start there.
Yeah, I clearly it's not the guy with the gun's fault. It's the gun manufacturer's fault. If the gun hadn't have been manufactured, Mark, those kids would be in college somewhere.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for a comment that Wayne LaPierre made 5 years ago while standing on Waples Mill Road in Alexandria, Virginia, these three gentlemen in their early 20s wouldn't have grown into a life of crime. Here's the interesting part. I got them on the Tribune piece. But let me see here. Let me go to – because it's fascinating. When you look at the Chicago – I go to Chicago Tribune all the time, and I get the actual – statistics for, as the Chicago Tribune, Mike, is reporting them, okay?
Right.
On shootings, on murders in Chicago. I like to keep up with the actual Chicago Tribune numbers. I've done it for years. There's another website out there whose name I can't say. Hey, blank, blank. Hey, jackblank.com. Let me go there. You can go there and get just a host of analysis on the Chicago murder and just all the crime in Chicago, basically. It covers it all. But he says, let me go here. At the bottom of the Chicago Tribune piece, there's links, related links. Crime in Chicago, explore your community. Tracking Chicago shooting victims. Tracking Chicago homicide victims. 39,000 homicides, retracing 60 years of murder in Chicago. 39,000 murders in Chicago. Mike, who's controlled, what party has controlled that city for the last 100 years?
Oh, that would be the Liberal Party of the Democrats.
And for the vast majority of that 60 years, it was the Dailies, the crime syndicate, the Daily Crime Syndicate, who, by the way, Chicago residents and Illinois taxpayers, is now soaking you for lifetime state police protection. And yeah, you know, he's got you. He's taking care of you. Yeah, you got all kinds of budget problems, you broke city up there, and he's sucking you dry when it comes to your tax dollars relative to protecting him with guns. We're going to talk more about this because there are some really fascinating things to take away from these pieces. When you go down to the comment sections in these articles, not only are they hilarious to read, but there's something very noticeable missing. We'll be back after this with Mike Pawlarski. Don't go away. Hey, it's Mark, and by now I'm sure you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me from an unjust legal system. I'm member number 32, by the way. And right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways. They want to give you five chances to win the gun of your dreams. Five lucky winners will receive $1,000 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun's calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new AR. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit armedandresponsible.com to enter for free today. And remember, since they're drawing five winners, you have five chances to win. But time is slipping away. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick, simple, and free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. You know I'm a proud member of USCCA. I want to get some business out of the way, and I got some fun stuff to tell you here, too. So pay really careful attention. First, the USCCA is smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways right now, but it ends on January 19th, so I'm going to push this pretty hard. You've got 7 days from today. If you're listening to me live, if you're catching me later on a podcast, it's even shorter. You've got till Friday the 19th. Five lucky winners are going to get a check for $1,000 to purchase any gun you want. Any gun. There's no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, any caliber, whatever you want. Heck, for $1,000 you can buy two. Or one and a bunch of ammo. Okay? Just visit armedandresponsible.com today to enter. It's free. It's painless. It costs you nothing. And remember, since they're drawing five winners, you have five chances to win. But time is moving quickly. You have 7 days. It's the 19th. It ends, so hurry up. Get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick and free. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Also, usccaonair.com. Activate an elite membership. I believe that applies to upgrades as well. And you pick up your range bag, USCCA range bag. I have the range bag. It's very cool. But I have just the range bag. The one you're going to get if you activate that elite membership and that self-defense protection, self-defense shield protection at elite level, you're going to get $372 worth of stuff in the range bag. It's packed, chock full of cool stuff. And then that's at USCCA On Air or USCCA on AAR.com. Make sure to check that out. Third thing, I want to give you a heads up right now. We have, in beginning of February, you will begin hearing a couple new sponsors on Armed American Radio, Daily Defense, The Monster Show, the whole nine yards. One of them that's going to be coming on is just so cool. You guys know I enjoy a great cigar and a great glass of aged bourbon. Love it. And every time I'm up in Minneapolis, I think about this because I go out with the guys from WWTC and I sit on the Gino and the Count show and we talk about it's a cigar program and we talk about great cigars at the Minnesota State Fair. It's always a tremendous amount of fun with those guys. But we're going to have Warfighter Tobacco, premium cigars, accessories, apparel. You're going to start hearing them at the beginning of the podcast, and they're going to be putting together a discount package for you as an Armed American Radio listener on the podcast. So it's way cool, and it's not going to start until then. But if you look, these are all veterans. It's Warfighter Tobacco, branded labeled cigars and accessories and glasses and all kinds of very, very cool, and including coffee over there. If you want to give it a heads up and check it out in advance, I've ordered some. I've got some coming to me, so I can't tell you yet because I haven't gotten them yet. But, man, looking forward to this. WarfighterTobacco.com. If you like a good cigar, a good Nicaraguan or Dominican premium cigar, they got you covered. If you like the accessories, the perros, the cutters, the humidors, the whole nine yards, and you're going to be hearing that on the podcast. So give them a shout and check it out before they come on. And these are all veterans, every one of them. Man, they support this program. Their mission is the same as ours. And it's a beautiful thing. It's just a match made in heaven. So make sure to check that out. All right, let's go back to Mike Pawarski. Mike,
yes, sir.
I have to go back to this Chicago thing for just a minute. Okay. This thing, yeah, we could cover this for 3 hours. In fact, who knows? We might, because it's Friday. We might just have some fun with this. I just can't help myself here. First of all, during the break, cut the laughing, please. I have to be able to get through this stuff.
Okay.
Let me take a breath. Hold on. No food or drink in the studio. Hold on. I got a big thing of spring water here. Hold on.
And no going to where you don't need to go to with a film crew.
I mean, you'd think this guy would know Chicago. I don't know. Mike, during the break, I was telling Sean about experiences that I've had. I used to go to Chicago. I did business with a company up in Chicago years ago by the name of American Backhaulers. And they were on 1400 North Dayton. And those guys hooked us up. It was a big truckload brokerage firm. And those guys hooked us up when I first flew up and my company signed a contract with them. They flew us up and wanted us to take a look at their operation so we knew what we were talking about. Those guys had, they picked me up, they had a big black limo pick up me and my partner and his wife. And we were in suits and going in to meet the folks over there. And I had no idea where 1400 North Dayton was. I just knew this was a big operation with about 400 employees just banging out truckloads as a broker all day long. I had no idea what I was going to see when I got there. This limousine all of a sudden begins pulling through what you know as what used to be there as Cabrini Green, one of the worst housing projects in the country. You've heard of Cabrini Green, right?
Sure.
If you don't know what I'm talking about and you want to see it, listener, watch the movie Judgment Night with Emilio Estevez in it. And he gets lost, him and his buddies get lost going to a boxing match or something, and that's where they're at. And it was a crazy place, all right? Very bad, very violent area. And here we were driving through Cabrini Green. I'm thinking, what have we gotten ourselves into here? We went to a nondescript brick building that had a handwritten sign on it that was drawn by hand of the logo of the company on the taped up on the inside. I thought, man, we made a big mistake. We don't know what we're getting ourselves into. And it kind of dovetails with Sean saying, don't go into these areas. We went in and I walked up those two flights of steps and walked into what was the most modern, efficient truckload brokerage operation I've ever seen in my life. That was since purchased by C.H. Robinson for over $250 million. And the guy that owned it, Paul, wonderful guy, is living the American dream. Let me put it this way. If he's not, I don't know what mistakes he made. But we left. And we stopped at a little restaurant on the way out to get some food. And I think everybody there just thought we were federal agents dressed in suits. I mean, it was crazy. But it was a really bad area. In fact, one of the worst areas in the country. And you would – now, Sean, come on here and tell me. Albany, I told you about what the area this was. Is that a bad area of Chicago? I don't know. Albany Park?
I would think if you got homeboys walking around with guns in their hand, probably so.
But that happens everywhere in Chicago. It's not just the bad areas. Remember, we talk about it all the time. This can happen anywhere. Mike, do you know anything about where it is?
No, I don't. I mean, the only thing I know in Chicago is 1060 West Addison Street. That's the only one.
1060 West Addison Street. I don't even want to know what that is.
Come on, movie references. Come on, that's Wrigley Field.
Oh, that's Wrigley Field. I didn't know that address. I truly did not know that address, and I've been to Wrigley Field. I did not know that.
Remember, was it Blues Brothers gave the fake address and they ended up in front of Wrigley Field?
Oh, man. You know, you're going to kill me on this. I love having fun on Fridays. I've never seen the Blues Brothers from beginning to end. I have just admitted that on this radio microphone.
Oh, boy.
I have also never seen Gone with the Wind from beginning to end. I have never even begun to watch the movie Casablanca. I haven't even started it. Never watched it. Isn't the movie Casablanca the one where the guy says to the girl, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn." Isn't that?
No.
Is that Blues
no.
No.
No. No. No.
I've never seen the original Star Wars from beginning to end. I'm admitting this right now. I've never seen the original Star Wars, and I'm old enough. When I remember when it came out in theaters, believe me, I was a teenager, and I've never seen it from beginning to end.
Need to spend less time in line at Starbucks and more time watching classic movies.
The Starbucks line moves pretty quick. Maybe I'll have to get those movies. I don't know. They're kind of old now, you know. Anyway, they're classics. I know that. I won't tell you what other ones I haven't seen. It wasn't until just a few years ago that I saw The Shawshank Redemption for the first time. So, you know, hey, I admit this stuff. I'm human. But I mentioned that stuff about Cabrini Green. I'll make the assumption. And if you know the city of Chicago, email me. Tell me about Albany Park, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what it's like. Because, boy, when we come back, we'll find out a little bit about this, and we'll talk some more. I want to tell you what's not in the comment section below the columns. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
One of the comments below the piece on the Attorney General candidate in Chicago being robbed at gunpoint, it's hard to even utter without laughing about it, really is. But the comments are hilarious. And you roll down through the comments on them, and, you know, you got your normal vulgar idiots out there, but you've got some really creative comments as well. Chicago needs to pass a new law stating that criminals can't have guns either. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, why don't they just outlaw guns? Why don't they outlaw guns? They won't have the problem there. Make crime illegal.
Hey, Mark.
Guns have been banned in the city for years. Now they can't. I mean.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead. So.
This is one of those man bite dog stories.
Goldstein and crew are now recovering at their nearest safe space. And here's another one. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? Saying he made the mistake of walking around without an armed escort. If he gets elected, he won't make that mistake again. And then somebody put behind it, armed escort at taxpayer expenses. And you go through these comments, they're absolutely hilarious. But, Mike, here's what's fascinating. I was noticing over on the Fox page, when you read that, and then you go over and click through to the Chicago Tribune piece, as you go down through the comments, you read hilarious comment after hilarious comment. You weed through all the crap from the, you know, the trolls and the, you know, the vulgar comments and all that. But here's what you notice. Someone will always point it out. Hey, liberal gun grabbers, where are you? They don't comment on these stories. because they can't, Mike. I pointed that out on every defensive shooting story that you read on a Fox News site or anywhere for that matter. The anti-gunners don't comment on the columns. They don't comment on the story, Mike. Why would that be?
Oh, you know, listen, you want to come out and just have everybody see that you're a fool or just have them think you're a fool? You know, there's a difference. Right now, we know that, you know, they're wrong. It's and for them to come out and try and counter anything with an argument, they're going to look like, you know, Nancy Pelosi giving, you know, one of her, or Dianne Feinstein giving one of their reasons. You know, I'm sorry, you got to read it first to see what's in it. Then we'll, you know, we got to vote on it first, then we'll see what's in it. You know, it's going to be one of those stupid answers.
It's the exposure, of course, obviously, of their hypocrisy and the exposure that their agenda is phony. Now, Mike, Sean asked a great question off air. I love off air commentary. It's some of the best radio you get when you're off air. You know, some of your thoughts come out as you're talking about what you just said, and you get some really great insight. And Sean said, you know what? I would love to mind meld with a progressive just one time to do. And when I asked him why, I said, why on earth would you want to do that? You know, he said, because I would love to see if they actually believe the garbage that they tell us, that they spit out. Do they actually believe what they're saying? Does this guy think what happened to him and his film crew is because of a law-abiding citizen's gun? Does he still feel the need to control my guns and how many I buy or what I buy because of what happened to him? Has he not seen the light, or is he just a flat-out liar?
Well, listen, he's running, or yeah, I think he was a ward councilman or something there, ward committeeman. Now he's running for, like you said, attorney general. He's not a regular person, Mark. The crime against him is different than the crime against the regular people. He needs to have the gun. He needs to have people protecting him because he's more important than you and I. So he thinks that's the problem. That's what you see in the liberal brain, is that I'm more equal than you are. That's what you get. Listen, that's the whole Clinton Foundation. That's you know, that everybody that we've seen come through. Look at the King Obama. You know, that was all their mentality. But when you get down to the lower level, sure, they buy it. The snowflakes buy it. You know, listen, they're telling us they're gonna make things happy and great, and they're gonna give us checks and make everything wonderful. And I love it, and I believe it. And those people at the top are just looking for peasants. That's all they're looking for.
Well, that would tell me that what they say are intentional lies. It's essentially what you just said.
Absolutely. I believe that those at the top and those that feel the privilege, just like this guy, because now he's already held one office, he's going for another, he's the privileged person, they are lying. Everybody else down at the bottom end, they just happen to believe the lies.
Sean, can you make your mic live?
Yeah.
Can you come back in here? Yeah, there you are. Are you there? Do we have you?
Yeah.
You got a read on it? You got a copy there, Shanto?
Yeah.
What did you think of Mike's response to that? Now, get into the head of a progressive gun grabber for just a second. And here's a guy who just got robbed at gunpoint in a city that he knows is suffering from terrible gang violence. And it's not the law-abiding neighbors out in the hoods. It's the gang element. Because I can promise you, these three kids, yeah, they weren't going home to study biology for their test tomorrow, okay? Sean, when you hear a response like that and you think, okay, what does that tell you about the question you asked me during the break? I want listeners to hear that answer from you.
In this guy's case, this is one of these cats that will tell you that it's the government's fault for the kids to be that the way they are. Because if he knew Chicago, the last thing he would ever do is go out with a film. You know, I'd shoot film myself. I don't go to any place without some kind of armed guard with me, period. Because you got too much, the equipment costs too much.
Well, Mike, I'm going to work on the assumption here that this guy is just plain stupid.
Yeah, he must be. Listen, he probably went out there with the camera with, you know, listen, I'll show how bad the neighborhoods are. and never thought that, you know, he would be the example of how bad the neighborhoods are and, you know, why they needed to come up with gun control. In fact, I think in that the original article, didn't it say that he wasn't targeted? And I'm not sure what that means. Did they accidentally rob him? Did he get in the way of another robbery and get robbed? I don't know how you're not targeted and you still get robbed. You know, so.
Well, you know, yeah, the robbers had to target him or they wouldn't have robbed him. They didn't run past him targeting someone else and then turn around and look at each other and go, hey, let's get that guy instead. And even if they did do that, they targeted him. It's impossible not to be. But I think what the dopes were saying was that he wasn't targeted for who he was as a candidate for attorney general. So, you know, I'll give him a little bit of slack there. I understand a little play with words. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, like these people know who he is. I mean, come on.
Those people don't know who he is.
This guy is absolutely one of the – he needs to have an award. They need him to have a special award for this guy because this guy's an idiot. I mean, think about that. You're standing on a street corner with a film crew. Hello.
Listen, I don't know the area. Yeah, let me see if I've gotten any email to that effect. But I did look it up on Wikipedia, so it must absolutely be true, right?
Well,
I'm going to assume if I saw it on Wikipedia that it's true. Let's see. Here we go. Albany Park.
Yeah, go ahead. I've looked up some of their crime right here for you, too. 0.6% violent crimes per thousand, so it's definitely up on the higher end. Crime, violent crime up 70% over the past year there.
Wow.
It's the 39th. Most dangerous park out of 39th most dangerous area out of 77. So it's on the downside of what's good in Chicago and what's bad in Chicago.
All right, I'm gonna read this from Wikipedia right now. It's the first I've seen this. Albany Park is one of 77 well-defined community areas of Chicago, located on the northwest side of the city of Chicago. It includes the Albany Park neighborhood, one of the most ethnically diverse in the United States. It has one of the highest percentages of foreign-born residents of any Chicago neighborhood. Although the majority of those foreign-born residents are from Latin America, mostly from Mexico, Guatemala, Ecuador, substantial numbers are from the Philippines, India, Korea, Cambodia, Somalia, former Yugoslavia, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Romania, Pakistan, and the Middle East, especially Iraq, Iran, and Lebanon. Over 40 different languages are spoken in its public schools. Well, there's your sanctuary city, Chicago.
That's a lot of countries you just mentioned there.
Well, and you've given – yeah, here's what I'm saying. I can promise you that many of them are there legally, and there are many that are not. It's just the way it is. Chicago and Mayor Rahm Emanuel is out there running his mouth that he's defying federal law. It's a sanctuary city. This guy knew it when he went there. I guess he just thought it wasn't going to happen to me because I'm the guy running for attorney general. Let me explain something to you there, Mr. Attorney General wannabe. The three guys that robbed you at gunpoint didn't go home and watch the news, bro.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, fun stuff here before we get back to wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. The USCCA, I'm telling you, is in the midst of a huge gun giveaway. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit armedandresponsible.com. Five of my listeners, that's you, are going to get, you've got five chances, each of you have five chances, okay, is my point here, to win $1,000 to buy the gun of your dreams. It's pretty simple. It's real simple. You know, if you saw $1,000 laying on the ground somewhere, you'd probably pick it up, right? Yeah. Well, it's real simple to do this here. It's kind of like doing the same thing. Just visit armedandresponsible.com and enter today for free. It's free, painless, quick and easy. Armedandresponsible.com. It ends on January 19th. So get your name in. See if you win. If you do, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'd love to bring you to the program. Real simple, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Also, make sure to visit usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Elevate to an elite membership or purchase a new elite membership, which is the Self-Defense Shield Elite, $2.25 million in coverage. That's what I have. That's what my wife has. Peace of mind. There's something there for every budget. And you'll get the free range bag package, not just the range bag, but a package and stuffed in that range bag valued at $372. It's yours to keep if you activate or elevate your package up and upgrade to an elite membership at the site, usccaonair.com. Also, make sure to check out Warfighter Tobacco, premium Nicaraguan Dominican cigars, accessories, and apparel. They got some very cool stuff on that site. They're going to be coming to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in front of the podcast hours. If you listen to the podcast, you're going to find some great stuff from those guys specifically for you. But if you want to check them out in advance, make sure to do that, okay? Let's go back to Mike Pawarski from Arms Room and Arms Room Radio. All right, Mike, I got an email here, interesting email. Let me read this. This came in just a moment ago. And it says, let me find it here. This comes in from Daniel. It says, could it be that no description was given because it could make an entire demographic hesitant to vote for him? Maybe. I think so. He may very well harbor negative thoughts about the demographic of his robbers, Dan Beavis. I commented earlier, if these three guys were wearing Republican National Committee hats, you would know about it.
Yeah, you absolutely would. Listen, he's trying to play to the get the votes. He's a Democrat, so he wants the votes, and he's going to say that I didn't get a good look at him. They ran away.
Yeah, this is what the Democrat liberal media does. Don't tell us that you don't know who it is. You got descriptions. Tell people who it is. It's pretty much that simple.
Right.
But we've seen this game played many, 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 many times. All right, Mike, I'm kind of burned out on that one now, except to say this, that our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins wrote, when he wrote about this, and he's got the best piece of all, of course, the robbery suspects got away with cameras and cell phones. They were shaken up but not harmed. Ironically, Chicago has long been an unsuccessful experiment in gun control. The city had a complete ban on handgun ownership from 1982 to 2010. This means criminals had handguns for the purposes of robberies, murders, and assaults, while law-abiding citizens were defenseless. Homicide numbers betrayed this grim reality, with annual totals of 921 homicides in 1991, 940 in 92, 930 homicides in 94, etc., during the handgun ban years, Mike, is what he's referring to here. The handgun ban is gone, but the vestiges of gun control are alive and well. Rules and regulations on gun stores and gun store locations kept an artificial limit on the number of outlets where law-abiding city residents could acquire guns for self-defense, and there is a violence tax on all guns and ammunition, which means the guns and ammo sold at those five stores have an extra tax added to them, thereby driving up the price of both. And, of course, Mike, we all know the garbage that comes out of there, that the liberals tell us that the guns come in through a iron pipeline of some crazy sorts from states like mine in Georgia or yours in Florida or Indiana or Wisconsin. It's never Chicago's fault that their laws don't work to stop crime, but they do work to stop you. And that, I believe, might be the real purpose, Mike.
Yeah, it sounds like if Chicago wants to keep guns out, they might need them to build a wall.
Well, I would suggest a sign on... hold on. Speaking of signs, I'm thirsty. Hold on a second. There's a sign on this door that says no food or drink in studio. Hold on. I would suggest a sign at the entrance of every freeway coming into Chicago. Every access point. Have a big, giant billboard. The city should use taxpayer money to do this and just put a sign up that says, crime is not allowed. No crime. Just write the word crime, then put a circle, a red circle, and a red line through it, and that should do the trick.
There you go. Problem solved. Problem staying solved. Just like that.
Don't understand why they don't do it in every city in the country. Particularly the Democrat-controlled cities, because that's where all the crime is in America. And that's where all the, quote-unquote, gun violence is in the big Democrat-controlled cities in America. Not out in the rural areas of red America, but more so the big major cities, which account for, and you can check this out at crimeresearch.org. John Lott has done all the numbers. The numbers are unbelievable. Was it like 95% of everything comes out of, 2 to 3% of the counties in America, and most of them are all urban Democrat-controlled cities? It's crazy. Mikey, while the rest of the world talks about President Trump saying a bad word in a heated meeting, we're sitting here talking about this and the right to bear arms. Does that surprise you that no other major media outlet will talk about this? Now, they'll mention it. Of course, what we're talking about in Chicago, they'll mention it. But they won't focus on the absurdity of this, even though it's dealing with constitutional rights. But they'll talk about the president saying a bad word.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if they mention this guy Goldstein getting robbed up there in Chicago, it's going to be, can you believe that he got robbed in Chicago? Oh my goodness! We need to make sure there's better gun control and gun control laws up there. Yeah, no, everybody's consumed with what now is starting to come out that wasn't even actually said. But a couple of reporters and a couple of Democrat senators decided to say that's what was said, and that's what the whole world's thinking about. The whole world's thinking about. I got news for you. You know why he called those, or allegedly called those places? Because that's what those places are. He didn't talk about the people. He talked about the country. Nobody's fleeing from here going to Haiti. Nobody's fleeing from here going to Liberia or Monrovia or any place down there. They're all coming here.
You know, we're living in crazy times. crazy times. It's upside down, isn't it? The times that we see. When I watch, and again, I don't call it the news anymore. It's not the news. It's not the news. It's written by someone who is repeating it on a teleprompter. It's all opinion anymore, Mike. And yeah, a 24-hour cycle. Aren't we watching how dangerous a 24-hour news cycle is right now? Right now.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, I was sitting with the daughter the other night, and we were actually watching some news, and I told her it's okay to watch the news. Just know that everything they say about Trump is the exact opposite. So whatever you hear them say, just assume the opposite, and you'll know really what happened.
It's depressing, and it's tiring anymore, but we do it because we have to.
You know, they keep going after this guy, and you know, this is what we hired him to do. You know, he's saying that he doesn't like these countries, and why are these people coming from here? You know, immigration was a big deal. Putting up a wall was a big deal. If you're hearing him say that, this is what we elected him for. You know, and the news media, again, well, you know, he said that word. Well, you know what? It's what we all said, and it's what we all think before. And I'm telling you, every time they attack him, Mark, I think they're little super pellets because it just makes him stronger because he's doing exactly what we want him to do. It's wonderful to watch him work.
Oh, it's fun for me to watch the media work. I've been a huge media critic, as you know, Mike, for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I've been proven right virtually every single time. In fact, I don't think I've ever been proven wrong when it comes to takes on the media, the lies of omission. All you have to do is watch CNN at this stage of the game, MSDNC, and listen to what they're doing. And it's terrible. And the worst part about it is they have it out for you, gun owner. They have it out for you. The same treatment they're giving to Trump is the treatment that they give to you. You always got to stay on your toes. Make sure to stay on your toes. Visit the websites and all the great companies I told you about. And remember, until we meet on this monster broadcast this coming weekend, and we will, you, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio. Thanks for being here, Mike.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.